This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel will gradually transition to the next phase of its operations in Gaza, in which the local population would likely be able to first return to the north of the Strip. That announcement made by the country's defense minister during a news conference with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Austin emphasized that the U.S. backs Israel's right to defend itself.
It's critical, as I said earlier, that Hamas not be able to threaten Israel from Gaza or even threaten Gaza anymore.
British Energy BP on Monday became the latest company to suspend sending tankers through the Red Sea after Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted Israel and ships with missiles. The United States and Finland have signed a defense cooperation agreement. Finland is NATO's newest member. Finnish Foreign Minister Elina Valtonen.
By attacking Ukraine, Russia committed a monumental strategic error. Continuing strong support to Ukraine remains a key priority for us.
Neighboring Sweden, which has also asked to join NATO but has been left on a waiting list, signed a similar agreement with the U.S. last week. A team of international observers on Monday slammed Serbian elections over a string of irregularities, including vote buying and ballot box stuffing, after the opposition accused the ruling party of committing voter fraud.
There has been systematic advantage by ruling party.
The accusations aired by the monitors, which included representatives from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.